Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata B'Shemaya. We are in Maseches Bav Metzia, and we were talking about Eid Mesayeh Poter Mishvua, and we spoke about how he's like half an Eidus. Two Eidim are complete, and one is partial, and we saw the Rosh, Shaya Pashut La Rosh, that for an Eid Echad, there's a din of Eid. In other words, he has a Chaloy Shem Eid. Just, it's only enough to be Poya, to be impactful, when it comes to Shavuah, and not when it comes to Marmon. Since that's the case, Ben L'Shavuah, L'Shavuah, Ben L'Chiyuv Shavuah, Ben L'Ptur Mishavuah, Yesh Lo Din Eidus. So maybe he only has the koyach to be make a chiyu shvua, not the pater from a shvua. And then the Marami Rutenberg made a kal v'chomer, and he said she'im yachol lefol chiyu shvua neged amuchzak. If he can make a chiyu shvua against somebody who's a muchzak, so certainly he can pater from a shvua to be mesayeh to the muchzak, to help the muchzak. וגם מביאים ראייה ממה שמהני מסייר לא שטר אלפות של משבוע. כל שכן אל אחד שיש לו דין עדוס, שיכול לפוק תור משבוע. We saw on דפת דלת עמד בייז, that when somebody has a star, that would imply that he's not chayv shvua. So that's a siyua to patur him from a shvua, because the shtar said a lashon of plural. So if it said a lashon plural and he said I po shtayim, so that's nisayet to his taina, and therefore he's not going to be chayv shvua. So a shtar helps, certainly, which isn't so clear. So certainly an able help to patur him from a shvua. Vihine behagaot. Behagaot, Mordechai, he answered the kasha. We saw kasha in the previous shir from the fact that simanim, you have two people who are one and aveda. One person gives simanim, and the other person has simanim and avim, and one aid. And what's the din? Then is as the Mordechai brings down that if according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the Eid is Miseyeya, Nota Velo Shavua, Amai Amar Viperik Eila Metzias, Simanim Ve'Eid, V'Simanim V'Simanim Ve'Eid Echad, Eid Echad Kamanda Lesi Dami V'Yaniach. If it's both people give Simanim, what is an Eid Echad? It's Yaniach. Why? The person of the Eid is Miseyah should be Nartav Alo Shavua. That was the Kasha. So the Teretz he brings is Umetivusei Demar Amina Kiklal Rabbeinu Tam Eino Ola Hechad Echiloi Osel Ha'Eid Yesh Kan Shavua Echid Gesada Poitre Min HaShavua Val Hasam. In other words, the klal of Rabbeinu Tam is only where if the eight doesn't come, there's a shvua, and then the eight patters in from a shvua. But there, if the eight doesn't come, it's going to be no shvua. If it's simon against simon, then yaniach. And therefore the kav Rabbeinu Tam doesn't apply. Rabbeinu Tam says that you could take without a shvua, where you'd be chayv in a shvua, and now the erecha patters you from a shvua, then you could take it. But in this case, if there was no aid, There's no Shavua. Simon v'simon yaniach. There's no Shavua, and therefore he can't take it. He can't take the object, the lost object. Because the chashivas of the eid is only vis-a-vis a Shavua. There's no Shavua involved in the eid achad v'lizas chashivas. Ma tirutz shelo? As Omer Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, anachnu holchim b'darko shel Rebbe Yabba Zatzal, yesh l'estapik, im b'tirutzo hu mechadesh she'idut eid echad eina idut al mamon, אלא הביא עדות מחודשת לעניין שבועה. Is pshat in the teretz, that is mechadesh, that edus of an ed echad, is an edus on mammon. Rather, it's a new edus with regard to shvuah, that the etzem ha-edus is not edus mammon. Rather, it's edus shekol mahuta, hu rak le'inyan shvuah. Ulechen pashut, שבסימנים ועד אחד כמאן דלי סיידם ועד אחד is nothing because there the edus is on mammon. There's no edus of the one ed, and since there's no shvuah involved we simply disregard the one ed. Or the Mordechai did not change his mind from Mekasha. In Mekasha, he assumed that an Eid Echad should be affected by Mammon as well. And therefore he asked, so why Simanim against Simanim and Eid Echad? Doesn't the Simanim and Eid Echad guy get the object without a Shavua? Why doesn't he take it home? So you see that the Eid Echad is effective for Mammon. So according to the first Mahalach we said in the Torah to the Mordechai, he rejects that. He says, no. If there's only Mammon involved and no Shavua, so then we completely disregard the Eid Echad. But now we're saying a different word. That maybe gam b'tichutzo shel agos Mordechai lo noid meikr svaras hakushia de edus eid echad havi edus almanin. Ela shemetareit she'af al pichen moila edut zo rak l'shvua velo l'inyan avida. Edus Eid Echad is an Edus on Mammon. He agrees with that even in the Teretz. Just as Teretz is that nevertheless, this Edus is only going to be effective where there's a Shavua involved, but not L'inyan Aveda. In the Aveda case, where there's no Shavua involved, it doesn't work. So Eid Echad does work for Mammon, but not when it comes to an Aveda. The Afta Aveda lo Avinyin shel Yakum Davar. Then I'm going to mom in his kaso in my komakoim ze nogea lenyan mamon. So even though you're not being motzi mom in his kaso, which would require two aiden, api shnai maiden yakum davar, nevertheless, it relates to mom. And the chiddush is that parashas eid echad is only effective for a shvua, but not something that's nogea lenyan mom. So according to the second Mahalach, Eidus Eid Echad is Eidus on Mammon also. However, that's only if there's going to be a Shavua involved. If there's a Shavua involved, then it can pat to the person from the Shavua and he can keep the object. But not when it comes to an Aveda. Because Aveda is Mammonistic. And since Aveda is Mammonistic, since Aveda is Mammonist, Eid Echad is not going to be effective. Ki klal rabbe rabbeinu tam, again, lashon of the Mordechai, eino ela hecha, chi lo asa eid, yesh kan shavua. This klal only applies when there's a shavua. Chi kesadi lepotrim min ha-shavua. Potrim min ha-shavua. When there's an eid, you're patrusin from shavua. But in that case, of the Aveda case, so if there was no eid, there'd be no shavua. It could be that in his teretz, he still holds that Eid Echad is Eidus on Mammon. Nevertheless, even though it is Eidus an Mamon, but it's only going to be effective with regard to the Shvuah, not with regard to the Aveda. Because Aveda is Mamon. In other words, it's Eidus an the Mamon, but it's not effective with regard to the Mamon, only with regard to the Shvuah. According to the first way we're saying, it's Bechal not effective. It's Bechal not Eidus an Mamon. It's a new Eidus Linyan Shvuah. According to the second way we're saying, no, it's Eidus, it's being made on the Mamon. But it's not effective. It is Eidus, it's just not effective enough Eidus. It's only effective with regard to the Shvuah part of the Mamon, but not actually taking money away. And Aveda's Mamon. It would appear there's a Machlokas HaPoiskim here. The Shach, Choshin Mishpat Simin Pei Zayin, Siv Kutin Tesvav, brings the Trumas HaDeshin. She'ed Meseyeh HaPoitur Mishvuas Moedah B'miktsas, Oy Shvuas HaShayimrim, Afilu Heichal Sheyesh Eid Echad Shemakchishoy. V'ashach olek alav, mishum damrinen ugi chad legabe chad, v'salek eidusen kemando lase, o'memele dinesh'ar alav shuat modeb miktsat, o shuat ha'shomrim. Shach brings the Shemus HaDeshen that Eid HaMaseya Patur is from Shuas Medev and Miktsas, or from Shuas HaShomrim, even if there's an Eid Echor that is makfish. Doesn't matter, if you have an Eid HaMaseya, Patur's you from modeb and Miktsas and Shuas HaShomrim. Shach argues. He says, no. We take one aid against the other, canceling out penalties, first down. And it's a command of lesse, it's nothing. And memele, he's got his shuwa v'mikza, modem v'mikza, so shuwa s'shaymen. So it would appear that the svar of the Trumas HaDeshen is that he holds that the din eidus be'eid echad with din mechudesh l'inyin shvuah. Eidus be'eid echad is a new din with regard to shvuah, like the other tzad, like the first tzad. On the first tzad we said, eidus be'eid echad, it's a din mechudesh lein shvuah. It's not eidus an mamon b'chlal. It's an eidus an shvuah. Eid echad ha-maseya is a p'tur b'shvuah. Not mitzad beiru ha-maisa, ela sheyesh lo din eidus lein p'tur shvuah. And therefore, even though there's an eid echad that's makrish, and says the first guy is being made b'sheker, nevertheless, midei safik lo nafik, lives a safik. There'll be safik in yesh p'tur mishvuah lo. So if there's a suffix in the chiyuv shvuah, we say amotzi mechaveru of raya. He doesn't have to swear, and therefore the Trumas HaDeshen holds that one against one, he patters. Why? Because this is eidus on a shvuah. This aid is being made that he's not chayuv, patters him from a shvuah. And afterwards, the other eight says, you're lying. Okay, but it's still a suffix. And what's mechavar v'ray? If he can't prove he has to take a shvuah, so then he doesn't have to take it. But the shach, thinks ech mitten trumas hadeshen, halt, that eidus eid echod is included in eidus shel kol ha-toyra kula. She eidus al momen she'ol have made. It's an eidus al momen. The only thing is, it's not effective living in the momen. It's only impactful when it comes to the shvuah, like the second sad that we said. It's Eidus on the moment, but it's only effective with regard to the Shua, and therefore it doesn't work by Aveda. So it emerges according to this, that this Eidus has a din Eidus shel Beiru, kmo Eidus shel kol ha-toyra kula, v'lachem, b'mikre sheyesh eid ha-makchishoy, v'nishar safek, af la'achar ha-idut, laka beiru klal v'idut kamandu l'seidami. So since this is Eidus shel kol ha-toyra kula, it's an Eidus of Beirur, that it's Mevarah, that he's not Chayiv. So there's an Eid HaMakhisha. So now there's a Suffolk even after the Eidus. There's no Beirur at all. According to the first Tzad, we're saying it's an Eidus on the Shavuah, that he's Pater from Shavuah. So you have to, that Pater isn't from Shavuah, the first Eid, and the other guy is Makrishim, can't prove it, so therefore he's Pater from Shavuah. But according to the second Tzad that we're saying, and that's the Tzad of the Shach, no. It's Eidus of Beirur, and the other Eidus comes and says, no, it's Atam Shaker. There's no Beirur, Mela, and Salkin Eidusim, remove their Eidus, one against one, canceling out penalties, and he has to be Nishpa. Now the Shach writes, V'oid nire, Shigam, Tishnei Kitei Eidim, Hamakrishim, Ze et Ze, Amrinan, Salek, Eidutan, Titarvayu, Kemande Leitei, ויהי הווה חייב שבועה דאורייתא בלא עדותן, כגון שבועת שומרים, או מודה במקצת, או הסת, Hashta nami mishtabahach shvua, says the Shach. It would appear that even if you have two kitei edim, you have two classes, two groups of witnesses that contradict each other, we say, remove their both of their edios, and if he's chayv shvua, d'oraisa, without their edus, like a shvuas hasher, a modi b'mikso, a shvuas heses, he's also now going to be take this shvua. So Shach is not only one against one, do they cancel each other out? Two against two, they also cancel each other out. However, it would appear that here the Trumas Hadeshin is moide to the Shach, because the Ktzos there in Sif Kot Neches brings the kasha of the Acharinim on the Shach. Sharei im yak chashat rei utrei vim mitchayev shvua or lo. בוודאי שהוא פטור משבוע מספק, וגם על זה אמרים אמות צמאי חברה לבריה. אם כן, לכן אמי בתשעה מי שחייב מום ובתשעה מי שפטר, ויהיה פטר משבוע מצד דין אמות צמאי חברה לבריה. So the Ktzos is bothered. He says, הקושע is tray or tray. Let's say you have two witnesses who say he's חייב משבוע, and two witnesses who say he's פטר משבוע. So he's פטר משבוע מספק, because here also we say אמות צמאי חברה לבריה. So too, if you have two witnesses who say he's chayiv mamon, and two witnesses who say he's pater mi mamon, he's also going to be pater mi shvua, because hamotzi mechaver varaya. So prove it. Just like if there's a contradiction of two witnesses whether he's chayiv and a shvua, he doesn't have to take one and say varaya. So too, if they're arguing whether he's pater mi mamon. So prove now that he's chayiv b'shvua. So that's he shouldn't have to take the shvua. So what's the Shach talking about? You cancel out their testimonies and he has to take the shvua when they argue about whether or not he's chayiv mamon. As omer haktzot letaretz b'shem achiv, or reinu rav Yehuda Kohen, shebimikre shaita kachat shrei utrei utrei, im netchayev shvua, hasafek hu al hashvua. ועל זה אמרים הספק הוא על השבועה ועל זה אמרים זה מספק לא בא ישבוע זה המוצא מחבר או על הבריה קצו says name his brother that in a place in an instance where there was a hakrash of two against two if he's mischai of שבועה the suffix is on the שבועה and therefore we say that מספק he doesn't require a שבועה that מייצי מחברוי על הבריה. But when you have tray against two, ala mamin, when you have two against two, and the mamin, hasafeku b'mamon, v'lo b'shvua, v'kevan sh'amamon nishar b'safek, hashvua k'dekai kai. Here the argument is on the mamin, not on the shvua. Since the argument is on the moment, the Shavuah stays in place. So that's his teretz. His teretz is that where the dispute is about the money, the Shavuah stays in place. So even if you have two against two on the money, the Shavuah stays in place. Achen ze tzarich bi'ur. Sharei bevadayim yish naim shemisayim oto ala mamon sh'az patur min ha'shavuah v'im ken b'trei u'trei ala mamon yes safik patur. We have to understand. If there are two people who help him on the mamon, he's pater min hashvua. So if you have two against two on the mamon, he should be safek. He should be safek pater mishvua. We should say hamotzi mechaver right. So what's the ktzos's teretz? He says no. They're only arguing about the mamon, but the shvua k'dekai kai. The shvua stays in place. No, but the two guys on his side are saying that he's pater mishvua, because the mamon is his. Memela, we should say amotz mechal avraya. Prove he's chayv shvua. He should be pater misafek. So with a pure pashut, v'nera pashut she dehechad eshnayim misayim oto. משהו פותר, פטור מן השבוע, אינו דין פטור בעצם השבוע. אבל יש כאן בירור על עצם המעשה. When two people are מסייע, that he's patur min hashavua. That's not a din patur on the etzem hashavua. What there is a beirur on the etzem ha-maisa. It's not a din patur on the shavua. It's a beirur on the maisa. And memela shavua is in shayach if it's a suffix. And because of that, if you have trei against trei, it isn't shayach. There's no beirur on the maisa since it's a suffix. So, yeah, the explanation is that when you have two against two, they're mevara the maisa. When you have two edim, it's mevara the maisa. When you have two guys against those two guys, then there's no beirur. Since there's no beirur, the mela, he goes back to his original chiyuv shvua. Mashen came when there's a hakoshe in the ikar chiyuv shvua. The two say he's not even mischayv shvua. And to say that he is mischay v'shvua, then the divrei apotrim, he's patrim in etzem hashvua. So here the suffix is in the shvua, and the suffix is in the shvua. We say matzmecha v'el v'raya. The other case, the suffix is in the ma'isa, since there's no beir on the ma'isa. So we go back to the shvua, and he has to take the shvua. We have a suffix in the etzem hashvua, and that's the argument. That's the nidan. He's patrim matzmecha v'el v'raya. Lefi ze nirah that the Truma Sedeshim would agree to the din of the Shach that Trei or Trei Amodu B'Miktzas the Mischayev Shvua, because by Trei Edim there's no Edus Linyan B'Tur Shvua, so only Edus on Beir HaMaisa. Because of that, the Trei or Trei there's no Beir HaMaisa, so he was made to the Mischayev Shvua. Mashen came Beir Echad, that according to Truma Sedeshim there is a din Edus Legabe B'Tur Shvua. There when there's an Eid Echad Negdo, we don't care, it's a suffix in the Etzem HaShvua. To that works beautifully with our lamdas. In other words, our lamdas is that when the nidon is the shvua, then we have you have one eight against another eight, or two against two, then he's going to be pater, because then the suffix is does he have to take a shvua and what's mechavel v'raya? Only when the nidon is on the moment and the beira ma'isa, then there the Truma Sedeshim would agree that if it's a two against two, he would still have to take a shvua. But if you have one against one, the Truma Sedeshim says 1 8 says that he's. That he's pater, 1 8 says that he's chayev, so since we're dealing with 1 8, there the nidon is that's a mashvua. Because as we explained in Truma Sedeshim, the Eidus Eirechad is a din mechudash linyan shvua, so that's when the Eid is being made that he's not chayev shvua. If the Eid is being made that he's not chayev shvua, when he says he's not chayev mamon, he's really being made that he's not chayev shvua, so then the other Eid says he is chayev shvua, so who cares what the other Eid says? There's no, the motz mecharel v'raya. Hashem came when the nidon is the money, where you have two Eidim, where the nidon is the money. In a case where the nidon is the money, then shvua kedekai kai, shvua remains in place, two against two canceling out, and then you go back to the chiv shvua. Hashem came when the two or two are against each other with regard to the chiv shvua. There again, a motzei mechaver el v'raya. Two and two people are arguing. Two edim say, "Yeah, he was already mischayv shvua." And two other edim say, "No, no, he wasn't ever mischayv shvua." They would say, "Motzei mechaver el v'raya." Ve'apetzot who evi me'achiv, u'reinu harav Rabbi Yehuda Kakoin, shehu ikshal la trumat hadeshen, shehu anachnu poskim. She'ed echad be'akhoshe lav klum. V'im ken, ech ed ha'mesayeo yachol lefotro mishvua im yesh acher ha'makhish. We hold that ed echad be'akhoshe is lav klum. That if one ed is being contradicted, he's nothing. So how could the ed ha'mesayeo patur from a shvua if there's an Eid Acher HaMakhisha, and he blibes with a kasha. Aval, le'dvareinu, lo kasha b'chlam. שבדין הזה שעידך בדעקו שלה כלומו, אין הכוונה דעצם עידוס ומזבטלס. When an aid is contradicted, it doesn't mean that his aid is nullified. It's not mistaber to say that. Sof mitzad atzmo is kolich eidus. What do we care that there's somebody else who's makrishim? And if so, yavo achak achay tsheni amasayer leida rishayin. Are we going to say deloy mitzdarif leida rishayin? Kevin sharishayin kval nizbata, we paskin above a basra. Shibachay gavna mitzdarif. There is a tzeirif, so you see that there's no bittul on the eidus of the eid echad. Otherwise, when another guy would come around later, he wouldn't be able to be mitzdarif, but we see that he is. Ela vadai shehanidon b'ne'emanut ha'na'aseh al yidei ha'edu shehavim mino lomar shish ne'emanut k'neged ne'emanut v'lo yadinan batar eze ne'emanut v'sok edudim v'zeh barakal de'erach ha'bakcho shalav klum v'anu dekevan de'lo yadinan en kan ne'emanut klam asher lefi zeh nerad v'zeh shiach rak hecha de'atin ala mitzad ne'emanus u'beiru ashen ken hacha be'edah mesiyah l'inyan shvuah. So the whole klal of eid echad ba'akol shel lav klum is when you're trying to make a beirur. And there, one aid, who's a mukhash, can't make a proper beirur because he's being mukhash. You would say, hey, listen, he has nemanus, who are you going to listen to? The klal says, eid echad ba'akol shel lav klum. Since we don't know, there's no nemanus at all. That's only shaykh when we're coming mitzad nemanus u'ber. Mashen can hear, eidem seil and true, according to Mitzad Eshim, we're not coming mitzad nemanus u'ber. But rather, it's a chefetz of din edus l'inyan shvua. So we don't care for the eidechad ba'klasha because so ish l'din edus v'koyach edus. And therefore, mahani edus and l'inyan p'tur shvua. So this inyan of eidechad ba'klasha is a very, very broad topic. And Amir Tzashem, if you stay tuned, we will revisit it. B'li neder, we have a lot to say. B'li neder b'siyata b'shemaya. But in the meantime, we learned Yisodos Gedolim here in the Chiyuv Shvuah of an Eid Echad. We learned the Machlokas, the Chakira, whether it's a whether an Eid Echad is being made on the Shvuah or is it made on the Mamon. If it's being made on the Shvuah, so one against one is it's going to be Pater. And if it's being made on the Mamon, because it's Bechlau, one aid, it's Bechlau. Eidus shel kol ha-Torah, so that in such a case, since it's one against one, he's being made an Eidus against the whole Torah. That's a general Eidus, like the rest of the Torah. So, since there's an Eid ha-Machlish, there's no Beirur, so we remain with this suffix. And we saw, if it's two against two, that the Trumas Hadeshim would be Moide. And that if it's two against two, if they're arguing whether or not he's Chayiv Mammon, so there's still going to be a Shvuah Kedi Kai Kai. Because we have no Beir on the Mammon, the Mevel Shvuah remains in place. It's only when the where the Hakrash is in the Ekrochi of Shvuah, then two against two is going to patter. So please stay tuned for more niflos, and we actually have more to say about the Sugya of Eirach and Messiah, Potter Mishvuah, and Bezrat Hashem, Namshich Lerot Niflot. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.